disciples see faults in Guru and feel that Guru cannot liberate him.
No. If the disciple starts seeing faults in Guru and loses faith, then Guru can save him.
What if disciple starts seeing faults in Guru and feel that they cannot, Guru cannot liberate, loses their faith?
Loses faith.
Faith that Guru cannot liberate, Guru will liberate them. That faith is gone. Seeing faults in Guru.
Question is asked, what if someone loses faith in Guru?
And loses faith that Guru will liberate them. And sees faults in Guru. By seeing faults, they lose faith.
That's not good. That's an unfortunate situation. One point is that who liberates you is Krishna. The Guru is just a medium to Krishna's mercy. Krishna's the doer. Everywhere Krishna does everything. Guru is an assistant to Krishna. Guru is not liberating you, Krishna is liberating you. Krishna's name, as we just read, Samsara Mochan. Krishna mantra gives samsara. It doesn't say Guru gives samsara mochan. Mochan means mukti, means liberation. So your idea that Guru is going to liberate me is not exactly the way it works. But making offenses to Guru, that's not good. Because if you offend Guru, means you're offending your Diksha mantra, and can you take that down? Put it inside. Take it down, put it inside. If you offend Guru, then the holy name of Krishna and Diksha mantras will give the mercy to you. It's like sunshine covered with clouds. The sun is there, has all the potency to illuminate your face and give you some energy. But all clouds are there, you can't get any energy from the sun. So the holy name and Diksha mantras, offenses block the effect, temporarily. Your chanting holy name and you have Diksha mantras, until you stop making offenses, they won't get their effect. Read the glories of Vaishnavas. Read the glories of Vaishnavas and beg forgiveness from the Guru. Well, what else can you do? That's when Shastra describe how remedial measures for offenses, they say one, the most important thing is the person who is offended has to get mercy of that person. You have to beg forgiveness from the person you offended. If you're conscious that you made offenses to your teacher, you have to go to your teacher with a straw between your teeth and fall at their feet and say, please forgive me for my offenses. And the nature of Vaishnava is Vaishnava Kripambhuti, the oceans of mercy and compassion. Tatikshara Krunika, Suridhan Sarvadeyana. A Vaishnava's quality is Tatikshara Krunika, compassion and tolerance. Your fortune lies at the Guru's feet. If you offend Krishna, Guru can forgive you. But if you offend Guru, Krishna won't forgive you. That's what Shastras say. I'm not making it up. I'm not trying to scare you, I'm just trying to illuminate you. It's a very grave thing. There's two things involved here. There's faith and offenses. So even if you think that this guru, I can't carry on with this guru, there's different things that you want another guru, then you should go to the guru you offended, your original guru, and beg forgiveness. Please forgive me for my offenses. I've made so many offenses to you. And then So please forgive me for my offenses, and then move on and find another guru that you can have faith in, that you can love and not offend. That's what I recommend. You have to get atoned for your offenses. Get the offenses out of the way by begging forgiveness. But then the issue, the other question is faith. You don't have faith in the instructions or teachings or the person of a guru, then that has to be rectified by moving on to another guru. Otherwise you'll die and take birth and you get another guru next time. So you wait till next life or do it this life. That definitely happened. No faith means no life. Spiritual life is based on faith. Faith is dead, your spiritual life is dead. Ado Shraddha Tata Sada Sangha. Ado Shraddha. The Shastras proclaim. Everything begins with Shraddha, faith. Then Sadhu Sangha. So you have no faith, no Sadhu. Where do you go? Adosara Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Tata Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and Frame. The foundation must be solid. Solid. Faith, love, trust. Any relationship, this is the basis. Faith, love, and trust. Don't faith, love, and trust? Nothing. Nothing is there. Righty, righty. You're a sannyasi. Dandavas. Sannyasi ma. Look good, Samurai. You should be a sannyasi. She's a sannyasi, but she's a white sannyasi. She's a Babaji. Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe.